WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by WTAW. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. There are several traffic advisories today. Northbound freeway traffic in Bryan won't be able to exit at Highway 21. The Texas Department of Transportation will have maintenance crews working on the exit ramp at Northbound Frontage Road. Tonight, motorists will have delays going through the intersection of Texas and University in College Station. Turning on new traffic signals, which was supposed to be done last week, was delayed until tonight. And on Texas A&M West campus, a mock disaster drill will be staged from the Veterinary Medicine Administration building from 9 until noon. What is being described as a major campus emergency exercise will involve multiple public safety agencies from on and off campus. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce honored three minority-owned local businesses Tuesday at the annual Community Impact Awards Luncheon. This year's recipients are Jackie's Toys and Books, Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, and Celebrity Spa and Salon. The Community Impact Award was started in 2003 by the Chamber and the Texas A&M Office for Procurement Services, whose director is Rex Janney.
If you look back, it is a who's who of the community businesses. It's great to see these businesses not only thrive here, but what they do outside of the business community and what they're doing in their personal lives. That means a lot to all of us in this community.
The awards recognize Hispanic, African American, Asian, American Indian, and women business owners who have demonstrated a significant impact in the community. The Bryan Police Department continues its investigation of a woman who was struck by a hit-and-run driver. Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was during the midnight hour Monday on Finfeather south of Villa Maria.
She's still in the hospital, listed under critical condition, but stable. The truck has since been recovered the following day, and the investigation is still ongoing into that.
McKeithen reminds pedestrians to walk against traffic and at night to wear reflective clothing. The next chancellor of the University of Texas system is a Longhorn with a military background. Spokeswoman Jenny Lacoste Caputo says the Board of Regents unanimously named William McRaven the sole finalist.
He is a UT alum. He graduated from UT Austin with a degree in journalism in 1977. He is a distinguished alumnus of UT. He gave the commencement address at UT Austin this past year, and that's received a lot of attention on social media because it was such a wonderful commencement address.
McRaven, a Navy SEAL and commander of U.S. Special Operations, is best known for overseeing the operation that brought down Osama bin Laden. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by WTAW. You can find us online at WTAW.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:30. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want to promote your business to Texas A&M students? Register now for the 10th annual Aggieland Market, a vendor fair where students, faculty, and staff can learn more about local businesses and their services. Aggieland Market is a part of Gig'em Week, Aggieland's official week of welcome, and will be held on Friday, August 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sol Ross Plaza on the Texas A&M campus. Registration ends August 1st and space is limited. For more information, call 979-845-1741. Brought to you by the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Barnes & Noble at Texas A&M University, Dex Media, Hope Pregnancy Center, Kroger, Pepsi, and Candy 95.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:10. We'll visit with Mayor Bianski in just a minute. Right now, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We'll have sunshine today. We'll also see a little bit of cloudiness and maybe an isolated thunderstorm as the day goes on, high of 95. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to be around 75. Sun and clouds for tomorrow with the chance of a thunderstorm. Temperatures tomorrow going to be near 90. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy. The risk of a thunderstorm, lows near 70. Friday, partial sun. A thunderstorm may pop up. Highs on Friday, close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10. Hey, we hit a we got a doubleheader going on this morning. We got the city secretary and the mayor here together. So that's
woo-hoo!
I'm thinking. So actually, I think what happened is Mary Lynn just wanted to take tomorrow off and not come in, so she just snuck in this
morning.
Doing a twofer? Yeah, she could do that. How are you today?
I'm fine. But I'm old. I actually thought it was Thursday. I drove all the way out here, pulled up, and saw the mayor, and I thought, what is he doing here?
Yeah. That's it. You know, it's okay. Quite often I pull up and don't know what day it is either. And I kind of need to know that every once in a while. But nonetheless. Well, ladies first, though. Tell me what, because that's what we'll do is we'll just pass on tomorrow and you can take on, we can talk about what you want to talk about today.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because otherwise I'm going to be asking him all these, you know, uncomfortable questions, and he just assumed you use up all the time, so I don't have to ask you any questions.
I say go ahead and ask him the questions.
And I'll dipped him right in the grease.
Yeah. Man, I don't even think my mic is turned on. Mary Lynn turned it off.
Well, I'll tell you what, since I have both of you here, and you know, so we have governmentally, what have you, administratively, and then we've got the elected head of the city as well. What we found this week was kind of interesting. We want to go back. We had Hugh Walker here last week, and among the things we talked to him about was the Alf Atacam and Lake Arsenic. Is basically, I'm sorry, that's what I grew up knowing it as. Of course, I grew up in College Station. But anyhow, but the discussion of what the condition of that lake is, and I think as we were digging around, we found that there was a $1 million-plus settlement that the government did get from the company that is now used to be Alf Atacam. And was any of that money ever paid to the city of Bryan, to either of y'all's knowledge, to help clean up that lake?
There was a settlement paid to the city of Bryan. I can't tell you how much it was, but I do know that we did get a settlement. And it was the original intent, if I recall, was to help the city deal with the public relations backlash from all of that. I mean, it's very damaging to have something like that occur within your municipal boundaries. But I don't remember how much it was, and I can't tell you exactly what all was done with it, but, you know.
My understanding is that this settlement was settled in a Houston federal court in the last year, okay, in 2013.
I don't know about that one.
Okay, but...
The one I'm talking about was several years ago. I don't know anything about any money coming in the last year.
Okay.
I have no knowledge of that, but I do know that back many years ago when the initial settlement
sure.
took place, there was a payment to the city, and it was meant to help us in terms of dealing with the backlash.
Yeah. And again, the news media was not as active. There weren't as many news outlets at that time, but I do recall that it was something obviously that scared people to death that this stuff had been in the groundwater and it was settled in the lake right there and couldn't eat fish out of there and thus. Mayor, do you know anything about this settlement that happened within the last 18 months, let's say, in federal court in Houston, and do you know if there might be any claim that City of Bryan would have for that?
Well, we'll definitely take a look at it. I haven't been aware of any additional claims. We'll talk with our city attorney about it.
Okay, and while we're on that, do you know of any grant requests that y'all have made either to the state or the federal government having to do with cleaning up any of the hot spots, as Hugh called them last week?
Well, I think we're always looking for grant opportunities. We did have a recent conversation with Congressman Flores's office if there was any additional grant opportunities that could help, I think, basically with additional dredging. That would be something we would be interested in.
Sure. Okay.
So, Mary Lynn, you came in, though. You had something you're going to talk about tomorrow, so let's talk about that today. So what do you got for us?
Well, it's time of year where we recruit volunteers to serve on our boards, commissions, and committees. You know, we've got several of those. The council every year recruits folks to serve on those. We're always looking for people to be on the Parks Board, the Cemetery Board, the Library Board, those types of things. We have some boards where we need people like plumbers, electricians, architects, engineers, and so we try to recruit as much as we can, but it's very important. We want, you know, all segments of the community represented, and those a volunteer form is in this month's BTU bill. It's enclosed with your BTU bill, or you can find it on our website at bryantx.gov. You can call my office. We'll be happy to get that to you. But we sure are looking for folks to serve. And
well, you know, and actually, I charged the two new city council members when they were in here in Districts 1 and 2. They had voiced that they were not necessarily represented on some of these boards and commissions. And granted, there are some that do take expertise in an area. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now's the time. If you're in District 1 or 2 and you mm-hmm. feel like you're not represented percentage-wise as you should be, then this sounds like an equal opportunity right there. It doesn't mean that you're going to get on it just because you go in and turn your name in, but I think, Mayor, am I right to say that you spent time on boards and commissions before you ever held elective office here?
I think I served on just about every board and commission before I had held an elected position, and I was put on committees I didn't necessarily sign up for, and then the ones I was really interested in serving on eventually worked up to some of those positions, and you know, a lot of people want to be on P&Z first, but then they weren't on ZBA.
Okay.
You know, sometimes yeah. ZBA is a precursor to
right.
to P&Z, and so I was stuck on the Commissioner of Housing Authorities,
mm-hmm.
And that was a very difficult committee to sit on at the time. We actually terminated two of our executive directors. And,
wow.
So after going through all that, then worked my way up to the Bryan Business Council, which was the committee that I enjoyed the most at that time. But the good thing is, over the years since I've been on the council for the last almost 10 years, we have seen a heavily increased amount of applications to come in for the various positions. We've actually added some positions of some of the popular committees that we screen for. So it's been great that people want to serve on the committees. Wish we had more opportunities for everyone to serve. But originally we were begging people to come and serve and submit applications. Now we've got an overabundance of applications for maybe one position. And people have to understand that if you're on a committee and you're eligible to serve another term, unless you never attend a meeting or there's an attendance issue or something like that, you'll typically be reappointed to serve in that position. And so it could be sometimes 6 years before that position pops back up, to reappoint. So,
sure. One of the things that was in the news, this had to do with the city of College Station this week, but I guess I'd like to find out if Bryan has had any part of this. The city of College Station had provided Embrace with $198,000 in home investment partnership funds to build two single-family low-income homes back in 2012. Got in a little bit of trouble because that organization did not spend that money as they were supposed to. Are there any agreements with Embrace as far as the city of Bryan is concerned, to your knowledge?
I'm not aware, Scott. I know we have had communications with them in the past on several CBDG projects, but I'm not aware that we have any
Maryland,
current relationships.
Best of your knowledge, nothing?
It's not ringing a bell.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we don't. It doesn't ring a bell with me. We get home funds as well through our CDBG annual grant, and, of course, our CDBG monies are used as they're directed. And we have built homes. Our community development division oversees that. We rehab homes. We build homes with those funds, and that's what the funds are meant for. But I can't tell you whether or not we've ever partnered with that particular group.
Sure. And I think what happened is they built outside the geographic parameters of the agreement, and that's where they got in trouble. So that stuff's going to be taken care of. I want to talk a little bit about the golf course because, again, I think we've gotten some pushback. You were with us on Thursday, and again, I appreciate you coming in on that off day. But as expected, there has been some question about this. But even as a city councilman, you were really against the idea of extra money being spent in the golf course. Is that part of the driving force here?
Well, the Bryan taxpayers do subsidize the golf course. They do subsidize Bryan citizens and non-Bryan citizens. So I think if you look at some of the letters that were submitted and some of the folks that have submitted emails to us, they're from Iola, Somerville, and Caldwell. So if the Bryan residents want to keep subsidizing non-Bryan residents' rounds of play there, that's something we can talk about. If I go into College Station and I want to use Adamson's Lagoon for my kid's birthday party, I'm going to pay a higher rate for those services than you would, Scott, as a College Station resident. It's something we'll be talking about. No decision has been made. We haven't even discussed the potential super park with the Bryan City Council. That's something we'll be discussing probably in workshop session on the 26th of August. At that point, probably be working with the Parks and Recreation Committee and Board to bring it to the public, have some public comment, public hearings. There have been some folks that are displeased and want to keep the golf course there, and I've talked to just as many or more that are excited about potential opportunities with another park opportunity there for our community. So it's something we'll be going to the community about. Back on the referendum many years ago, I think back in, 2011, Mary Lynn, it was the deal was to vote whether to keep it a park,
right,
not to keep it a golf course. I think a lot of folks think, well, we voted to keep it a golf course. We voted to keep it a park.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be the next Blinn College campus or the next shopping center. So
sure.
That's something we'll be going back to the city council. We'll be talking about. We'll be going and want to emphasize that that park, that golf course, is in single member district 1. So it's, be curious to see how the citizens of single member district 1 feel about an additional park in their community and the use of the municipal golf course. But so much has evolved over the past few years with the redevelopment of the A&M golf course. We have lost a lot of rounds to A&M play. The new Wallace Phillips Recreational Center has pulled a lot of golfers away from Bryan Municipal. You know, it's a very affordable round of golf. You've got a lot of amenities there that we don't offer at the current golf course. So that's something we'll have to look at. Do we increase our fees to make up for the deficit? How much of improvements do we put into the current golf course? We need an irrigation system. I think Hugh Walker talked about some of those drainage improvements, and that doesn't even get into the aesthetics end of it if we need to start revamping holes and working on some of those. So potentially $2 to $5 million. If you spend that kind of money, the fees will typically probably not remain the same amount that you're seeing in today's market. So as A&M went up with their improvements, the municipal course could go up with their improvements. So we've got to compare apples and apples, not apples and oranges. But it's something we'll be discussing in the next few months.
Mayor Jason Byinski with us. The Westside Walmart's been open a little while. Do you have any sales numbers, any sales tax numbers out of there, any projections or anything?
I know our sales tax numbers have definitely increased these past two periods. And I'm sure we can attribute some of that to the new Walmart. I don't have any specific numbers for the new store. I know I've had some people comment that they're not near as busy as the Walmart on the east side of town. And as I mentioned, during my campaign last year, we did work with the developer to bring in Walmart ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. I think they were looking at locating a new location somewhere on the west side of town within maybe 5 to 10 years, not immediately back in 2013. So we did work to expedite and bring them to that area because they need retail opportunities and grocery store opportunities. So we worked with them ahead of schedule to open up their doors. I expect that it won't be quite as crowded as
Is that
Walmart
a bad thing?
It is not a bad thing, and you will see me shopping there often. It's very nice, yeah. As is the location on Texas Avenue. Yeah. You don't have to stand in line 10 deep to check out. So that's not a bad thing. And I have talked with quite a few of our neighbors from College Station that like shopping there because they're not fighting all the college students at their Walmart.
Sure.
So there's a lot of advantages there, but they continue to grow. New businesses continue to open up and expand in that retail center there. And then you're going to see a lot of domino effect around that area with new development, new growth.
Sure. Kind of give us a preview of fiscal 2015 budget. What can you tell us right now?
Well, numbers are looking better this year than last year. We're still getting in requests from staff on what their needs are. We just started to kind of talk about the budget, but I think our tax rolls will be certified here in a few days, the end of this month, and so we'll get those numbers back to take a look at. Sales tax numbers have been positive. Of course, hotel, motel numbers are definitely to the positive, but those funds can't be used for infrastructure or fire and police, and you know those are heads and beds and other uses that we can use the hotel motel funds for. But I would like to see another tax rate decrease if at all possible. I think that's something staff has been working towards in the past few years. We've reduced it over the past 2 years. It's something that we'll continue to look at and see what we can do.
Well, you know, and you mentioned hotels, pretty interesting news coming out that the Atlas Project, they're going to have they're calling it a boutique hotel, basically. Pretty exciting news. Any incentives for them having to do with bringing that facility in?
Well, it's something that we haven't, we're still in formal talks and negotiations of what we can do to work with them and their development and looking at all they have to offer for that West Side Bio Corridor there. So it's something we will be discussing and we'll continue to discuss in the near future.
Sure, sounds good. Anything else you got for us?
Well, just add on to the budget that the budget the staff's been working on to present to the council is based upon maintaining the same tax rate. We may be able to get in there and the council may be able to look at something, maybe lowering that a little bit, but you know, we're adding 7 more firefighters, proposing to the council to add 7 more. As you know, we're going to 4 firefighters to a truck, which is very rare. It's very few cities who do it, but that's something that our council committed to wanting to try to do for our fire department. We added 7 firefighters this year. We're going to add 7 more next year, 2 more police officers next year. When you add people, you know, you add money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful thing that we're in a position where property valuation due to new construction
is up. Sales tax is up. Hotel motel is up, which again is restricted on what we can use. But that's a wonderful thing. And that lets us add these people and equipment. We've got a new almost $1 million fire truck on order. We've just purchased land to start building fire station, a new fire station number two. And so there's a lot of exciting things happening.
And the area made number two on a list last week in America. I mean, it's pretty good stuff going on in both cities. It's exciting news. What else you got for us?
Well, you just mentioned Forbes ranking BCS number two for in small communities for careers and businesses. I think this is like the fourth year in a row. I think we were number five last year. A lot of wonderful things going on in Bryan and College Station. I think sometimes we take for granted how good we do have it here in Aggieland, so to speak. But when you visit other parts of the country, you know, they're still trying to come out of the economy. They're still having issues. They're still looking for jobs. Unemployment rate is up. And so we are very fortunate with the opportunities here. Y'all discussed a little earlier about Texas A&M University and what it costs to attend and then what you're going to expect to receive after graduation and average salaries and, a good bang for your buck to attend Blinn College and Texas A&M University here. So very fortunate, and it says a lot about our citizens, our community, our businesses here. It is a collaborative effort, and this is not something that the mayor, Bryan, or College Station does, or the city council, or not just the staff. This is something that all of us do, contributing to our community to make it a great place. And I'm glad that the communities are recognized for their efforts and a good recruiting tool when other folks are wanting to get the heck out of Dodge in California or New York or other locations, and want to bring their money here. You also mentioned the Junior PGA tournament in Miramont.
That's a great deal here, yeah.
I drive through it every morning on my way to work and just kind of see what's going on. It's amazing. I'm going to have to stop and take a picture of the Junior PGA Tour, Miramont Country Club, Bryan, Texas, and take a picture of that sign. You said earlier, future millionaires, future Tiger Woods, future Phil Mickelson. Sure. And explaining that to my kids, that those are some the top golfers of their age and future professional golfers. And I think the first time ever in the state of Texas that this tournament's been held here. And says a lot to the folks at Miramont Country Club, again, to the community and the games of Texas. I know Shannon Overby's been very busy. There's a lot of wonderful things going on in the summer, and I think our summers are busier now than ever before.
We used to think,
well, the kids are going home for the summer. We've got all the restaurants to ourselves, and everything's great. The hotels are booked. The parking lots are full, and there's a lot of wonderful people coming to visit our community, and maybe they want to stay and live and work here, and if not, hopefully come back and spend some more money here.
Yep, absolutely.
OPM.
Yeah, that's it. Other people's money. That's what we're talking about. Marilyn Strada, bonus guest for today. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for letting me come in.
All right, Mayor, thanks a lot for your time.
I'm glad I got a word in with Marilyn today. I thought I was in trouble when I saw her peeking in my window.
We got more news that way, that's for sure. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Strong numbers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Economic growth rebounded in the spring. The Commerce Department estimates the gross domestic product expanded at a 4% annual rate in the second quarter. That's a better-than-expected showing. Pickups in consumer spending and inventory building were big contributors to the GDP. Private employers are continuing to hire. Payroll processor ADP estimates 218,000 private sector jobs have been created this month. Medium and small businesses did more hiring than big companies. Airlines around the world are going to have to hire a lot of pilots and technicians over the next 20 years. Boeing predicts global carriers will need more than 500,000 pilots and even more technicians. Suzuki is recalling cars in the U.S. The Japanese automaker will make repairs to the daytime running lights on 26,000 mid-size cars. The light modules can overheat and cause fires. Stock market futures pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-0881. 800-821-0881.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Today, when you're stressed out, why watching TV and playing video games may make it worse. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Could you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yes, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier, knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
After a long, stressful day, millions of Americans turn to television and video games to unwind and relax. But what if the very thing you're using to relax is actually making you feel worse? After watching TV or playing video games, researchers find that some people feel even more depressed, guilty, or frustrated because even though they're trying to relax, they view what they're doing as lazy and unproductive. Because in a way, it is. So what will work at the end of a long day? The answer is, we perceive doing physical things with real people to be more rewarding and productive. Hanging out with real friends, yoga, exercise, or even going to a concert are not only more socially acceptable because they require more effort, but they're also more intellectually satisfying and not considered procrastination. Plus, they hardly ever make anyone feel guilty. So get off the couch and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Since 2003, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce and the Texas A&M Office of Procurement Services has recognized minority-owned local businesses. Three were honored Tuesday with Community Impact Awards.
12 years ago, your Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors made a decision to recognize the importance of historically underutilized businesses in our community. Their intent was to increase the exposure of these businesses and their owners. They also wanted to formally recognize minority entrepreneurs who, by their business and personal contributions, have made significant contributions to our community and yet may have gone unnoticed by many of our local residents.
Chamber President Royce Hickman reminded members to contact A&M to learn more about qualifying as an historically underutilized business.
Texas A&M has taken major steps to increase the amount of business it conducts in our community, and specifically the amount of business it conducts with historically underutilized businesses. But for them to be successful, we must do our part. We must ensure that our hub qualified businesses do go to the effort of being certified. and the representatives of Texas A&M are more than happy to walk people through that process.
This year's recipients are Celebrity Spa and Salon, Jackie's Toys and Books, and Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Bryan police continue to investigate a hit and run which landed a pedestrian in the hospital.
Monday night, shortly after midnight, a 44-year-old female was walking in the roadway of the 3500 block of Finfeather when she was struck by a white truck, sending her to the hospital. She's still in the hospital listed under critical condition.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the truck involved in the hit and run on Finfeather, south of Villa Maria, has been recovered. Texas A&M students and employees affiliated with veterinary medicine will be most impacted by temporary traffic and parking changes continuing through this afternoon. That's because the university is holding a major campus emergency exercise from the Vet Med Administration Building on West Campus from 9 until noon. Multiple public safety agencies from on and off campus will be participating. That's only one of three traffic advisories taking place today. Another affects northbound freeway drivers on Bryan, who won't be able to exit at Highway 21. The Texas Department of Transportation will have a maintenance crew working on the exit ramp and northbound frontage road. The traffic signal switch that was supposed to take place last week at University in Texas didn't happen. The city of College Station has let us know it's supposed to happen tonight, which will cause delays. The next chancellor of the University of Texas system is a Longhorn. The UT Board of Regents unanimously selected Admiral William McRaven as its sole finalist. McRaven graduated from Austin in 1977 with a journalism degree. Spokeswoman Jenny Lacoste Caputo says McRaven is a good fit.
He is just a visionary, experienced leader. You know, he has a global experience testifying for Congress, leading a 66,000 workforce with a $10 billion budget, which is U.S. Special Operations Command.
McRaven is best known for coordinating the 2011 raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Nonprofit organizations that run bingo halls can now use some of their proceeds to lobby legislators. A federal appeals court has ruled against the Texas Lottery Commission, which said licensed bingo parlors in Texas were barred from hiring a lobbyist.
What the charities wanted to make sure was that they didn't get pushed away. So they wanted to be able to have their voices heard at the legislature. They didn't have a legal right to do that because the law said they couldn't spend their bingo money towards lobbying.
Attorney Anatole Barstone says the ruling now lifts that ban. The suit was brought by veterans groups who wanted to hire a lobbyist to argue for veteran issues. State lawmakers are trying to decide whether the $12 million a month National Guard border surge is worth the cost.
With a sharp decrease in immigrants crossing the border, State Rep Sylvester Turner questions whether it makes sense financially to keep the National Guard and the DPS surges going.
If we cannot definitively say that the surge is the reason for the reduction in the number of illegal aliens coming aboard, then how do we continue to justify the additional expenditures?
Turner also questions DPS Director Steve McCraw about whether the surge will be needed in 2015.
If we're able to secure between the ports of entry, there's no real need for us to conduct surge operations.
McCraw also says there's no question the state legislature spent its money wisely. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Northeast of Houston, authorities in Polk County say they have now pulled 100,000 marijuana plants from two dozen fields, which has a street value of $175 million. The elaborate operation was discovered by a deer hunter last weekend. One man has been arrested, and a second suspect is being sought. Jail inmates have been pulling the plants and clearing the fields. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
8:42. Wake up. Wake up. You still there? Hello? Hello? We're going to do a radio show now.
Really?
You got to come back to work.
Okay.
All right there. Boy, y'all got a good break. Wow. But, you know, how often you get the city secretary and the mayor both
I
in?
I know.
There's not really a secretary. We've discussed that.
Yeah, we have. Well, this is one of two states, I think she told us, where they do that. Anyway, Rob's told you the weather. We'll tell it to you, too. It's going to be at about 97 today. Heat index around 102 or so. And actually about a 30% chance of rain all the way through the weekend. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and see if that happens. All right, it's the old belief that every generation is more rebellious than the one that came before, right?
Right.
Okay. Ask anybody who's a member of Generation X, and they'll tell you that kids today are sending us to hell in a handbasket, right? Okay.
Right.
Reality is that compared with previous generations, a relatively large proportion of young people are unemployed, saddled with loan debt, still living with mom and dad. Millennials, it might seem, despite being better educated than their forebears, are failing at life, but not really. According to a look at some new information that's been culled from sources ranging from the Economic Policy Institute, to the U.S. Department of Justice, to the Centers for Disease Control, young adults in U.S. America right now are actually far more straight-laced than 20 years ago. How you like that? Yeah. When it comes to general shenanigans, including alcohol and drug abuse and teen pregnancy and violent crimes and more, rates have declined across the board over the past 20 years, except when it comes to smoking weed. That's up 38%. Here's what concerns me is, let's go back to, and we've talked about it on just about any kind of a giant umbrella you want to get under, diversity, okay? Let's talk about, they tied nothing to the educational background or the race of these people. So what concerns me is that it's obviously not evenly divided among all of those situations. So that means you've got some high water marks, but you've got some really, really low water marks too. And I don't know what we do about it. It's societal. We can talk about how these kids who are going to these institutions here in Bryan College Station are yada, 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 whatever you want to say, better off, at behaving better, more straight-laced. But that just means that, you know, I think there's some other people someplace else who aren't touched by this survey who are not better off.
Well, and generationally, it's been said that every generation is the worst one ever.
Right, sure, right, exactly.
Those dang kids and their DAs.
My problem is that the low end, I think, is a lot lower than it used to be. And, again, you can't fix it. It's a societal problem. You're not going to be able to change it. There's a lot of it's just hardwired now. Nearly half of all adults watch food videos on YouTube. But millennials watch 30% more foodie footage than other demographics. You like that?
That's good right there.
About 68% of millennial moms buy products featured in videos they view, while the same percentage also watch videos while they cook, according to research from Firefly, Google, and other sources. Now, I saw something yesterday, And one of the things that's great is on these food shows, they obviously show you new products, right? I mean, that's the idea. Then you go out and buy that thing. Would you have bought something like a kiwi fruit 15 years ago? I mean, really? Look at that thing. It's all hairy on the outside. But anyway, yesterday I saw, happened like Parmesan cheese, okay?
Me too.
I think you can put Parmesan cheese on almost anything. I mean, it's not quite like salsa, but, you know, it's almost anything is better with Parmesan cheese on it. I found fried Parmesan crumbles.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, yes, I know. I found fried Parmesan crumbles. And I didn't buy any because it was more money that I wanted to spend. But it was, like a little package, like would be a quarter-pound package in a deli, okay? And it was $4. And it was just, as you know. Now, Parmesan cheese, good Parmesan cheese is probably $20 a pound, I guess.
A good one is, yeah.
Yeah. Probably that. But, I mean, I will. Eventually, I'll buy it, you know.
Because you got to know.
Because if my wife's listening, she'll go, okay, we got to buy it. Says we can fix something and put that on it. But I mean, the idea of new items being out there, you know, cart before the horse, what sells that thing? And I think these food shows are a great way to market
these
new kinds of products that are out there. But we only need to have one kind of Oreo, I'm just saying. Okay, just want to get it out there. Because now there's like
so you don't like them monkeying around with Oreos?
Yeah, well, I don't. I mean, I'm not a big Oreo fan, but I think that's the way God intended Oreos to be. It's just like that. We'll see. A new Call Fire report finds that U.S. Americans are most responsive to text messages in cases of emergencies. About 3 in 5 say they are most likely to pay attention to an emergency alert sent to their phone and prefer emergency alerts for weather, dangerous situations, etc., to come to them via a text than through roadside signs or even television. Now, you can get an Amber Alert, right? You get an app that'll get you an Amber Alert. Now,
most of the phones are now set up where it's automatic. You have to turn it off.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Mine's turned off. But do you want that weather information? And I mean, I can see a side. I understand that. But let's say that you've got an app. Does KBTX do that? Do they have a weather alert thing?
I believe they do.
Okay, let's say that they do. Okay, well, let's say that you're in Oregon. Okay, do you need to get that text about the severe weather that's coming in from Carlos while you're in Oregon? You know what I mean? Should you have it blanked out if you're not going to be in the area, I guess is what I'm saying. Hello?
Do I understand you correctly that $4 is too much to spend on your wife?
No. I just note that I just thought that that's some...
One award is enough.
Yeah, no, because I won't get it and not tell you. I mean, you'll know. No, I guess it's yeah. Okay, thanks. All right, bye. All right, bye.
Guess who's sleeping outside?
Nicely done, huh? Yeah. Anyway, so we'll try the Parmesan cheese crumbles.
Let us know.
Well, I was going to say I may bring some up for y'all and then save you being in that kind of situation. We'll see how all that works out. But, I mean, do the alerts still come to you if you're outside the geographic area, I guess is what I'm asking. And I don't know that or not. But
I think they do.
Okay. And it is about the power grid. Nearly 3/4, actually 71%, say they've been in severe weather situations in which their television or online access stopped working. And about 41% say they've been unaware of dangerous situations because they didn't have real-time information. Other things we find from this, 60% want text reminders about appointments, bill payments, and password changes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can do that. I mean, you can opt for that. 52% want text coupons and discounts from favorite stores. Careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for. There's a technology called near-field communications, NFC. Doesn't happen here because this is a small town, but you go in and you opt in for NFC in the big city and you walk by a such-and-such store that's got a sale going on, they'll zap you with it. They'll send you a message, you know, with the idea that you want to go in there and buy that or You know, when was the last time you spent $43 on a cup of coffee? Yeah, that's a great opportunity to go in and do that. So, I mean, so that's out there. And, you know, do you want that? And then 47% want flight cancellation details via text.
Yes, which makes, I love that.
That makes sense. That or flight change, you know, some sort of change in your travel plans. That helps you a lot, especially if you've got to travel a while. But so I don't know. So how many Amber Alert boards do we have in the state of Texas now? And we're finding out that that's not the way to do it. How many of those do we have, and how much money do we spend, and how do we step back from that? And again, once you opt into these things, you don't know how to opt out of them. You may not even know how you opted into them. But you know, do you end up then getting so many text messages that they become ineffective? I'll say two words to you: car alarms.
Yeah.
Remember when that used to be a really big deal? Hey, I've got a car alarm. My car is going to be safe. Now you hear a car alarm, you go, would somebody turn that thing off? It's bothering me.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
So, the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of your own state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than Dallas. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7 minutes till.
Sharp.
That's right. It's tonight.
Sharp. Sharp.
Sharknado 2. The second one. That's what it's called. It's premieres tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel. In the film, Finn and April are back as a freak weather system turns its deadly fury on New York City. If you miss it on TV... And there will be a rerun Saturday night. It will also be released in theaters nationwide on August the 21st. Why would you pay to see this if you can see it for nothing?
For that big screen effect.
Oh, is that it? Of course. I can hear the excitement in your voice. Yeah. The movie release will also have exclusive behind-the-scenes looking at the making of the flick. Because I know as you're watching it, you're going to go, how did they make that shark do that?
Yes, exactly.
Never before seen footage. Oh, and a blooper reel. Isn't the whole thing a blooper reel?
One would think.
Just saying. Jay Leno coming back to NBC. No, not because of that. He'll be a guest mentor in the final five final contestants on the season finale of Last Comic Standing coming up on Thursday night. Finalists are competing for a prize package, which includes a cash prize, talent deal, development deal for TV shows, and will be performing for judges Roseanne Barr, Keenan Ivory Wayans, and Russell Peters. Hmm. By the way, somebody picked up Jim Gaffigan's comedy. We'll see if that works. I really like him as stand-up. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a good TV show.
I agree.
Since we're mentioning comedians and TV shows, a younger one who I really like, John Mulaney, mm-hmm. Is getting his own TV show. I don't know how that will translate, but his stand-up is spectacular.
Well, and again,
and on Netflix.
Yeah, you hope that that happens. Well, you know, it really worked well for Drew Carey. Drew Carey did. I mean,
yeah.
Basically from his stand-up stuff, he's ended up making a pretty good career as a game show host.
Yeah. And his TV show was pretty successful,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was. That's true. Okay, you know, quite often I promise to do something and then I don't get around to it.
Yeah.
So I know. Well, today I think we probably better do this one because, you know, if it happens today and I didn't get to it, then tomorrow you wouldn't be happy. We have another impending end of the world coming. An international team of scientists think the Earth may be in the early stages of a mass extinction. See, this would be the sixth one, in case you didn't know. Animals and plants are threatened. More than 320 land vertebrates have gone extinct since the 1500s. Since the 1500s, okay. The world's remaining animals with backbones are 25% less abundant. What, the backbones are or the animals? Oh. You see, the previous five mass extinctions, which wiped out the dinosaurs, happened about 65 million years ago and likely caused by some sort of a catastrophic asteroid or something that collided with the Earth. Researchers say the looming sixth mass extinction is linked to human activity.
Yeah, it's all our fault.
That's right. Up to one-third of all vertebrates are threatened or endangered. Large animals like elephants and rhinoceroses and polar bears, oh my, have the highest rate of decline. That trend is shared by other mass extinctions. Losing a species of large animals can have unexpected effects on the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Mm-hmm. You think. So, anyway, that'll be our sixth mass extinction, okay? So, just want to let you know, in case it starts today, you heard it here first.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas. Summer savings are going on now at Douglas Nissan. Want a crossover with everything? Nissan Murano is the complete package combining style and safety. Right now, you can get $7,500 off MSRP or 0% APR for up to 72 months on a new 2014 Nissan Murano. Cool down with hot savings only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes $2,500 Nissan customer cash, $500 captive cash, $500 bonus cash, and $1,500 Douglas discount. Six at this price. Model code 23114.
In today's economic environment, some banks tell you how safe it is to bank with them. Brenham National Bank believes the old adage, the proof is in the pudding, tells the story. Brenham National Bank has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 81 years, and we think that speaks for itself. The next time your bank moves or changes its name, think about moving your business to us. Brenham National Bank, serving our customers since 1933.
That's what we
Member
do.
FDIC.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW about to head out the door. So let's see our top five television shows from last week. The Big Bang Theory in at number five, 60 Minutes. Number three is NCIS. Number two and number one, America's Got Talent. Oh, good news here. VH1 is renewing their NBA cheerleader soap Hit the Floor for 10 more episodes.
Hey, hooray.
I'll be sure to start watching that. Claire Holt has been added to a new cast called Aquarius, a TV show called Aquarius. It's going to star David Duchovny. It's a show about a cop played by Duchovny who goes undercover to track Charles Manson and the Manson family. Yeah, it'll be kind of fun. All right, I think that'll do it for today. Police in McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, looking for a topless woman who fled after stabbing three men. They never got a look at her face. WTAW College Station Friday.